from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until 8 o'clock, back to close out hour number one. We heard the University of Florida side with Corey Bender from Gators Online. Now we go to the other side with Gabby Urrutia from 24/7 Canes, the 247 Canes, as well as the 247 Network. Gabby, welcome to the show, and wow. This has been 6-7 months. Every day people talk about this game. It's coming down 3:30 on Saturday, and certainly it's going to be a thriller.
Oh, yeah. You know, Miami, Florida, I mean, who hasn't circled that one on their calendar? You know, there's a lot to be excited about with both these teams, a lot on the line, and I'm excited to see what Miami looks like coming out of the gate.
You know, a lot of new faces, obviously, with Miami, a lot of expectations. Sure, they got, you know, guys like Cam Ward and Damian Martinez and Samuel Brown in the portal, along with Zach Carpenter on the offensive side of the ball, and a lot of kids on the defensive side of the ball. But there's kind of a, let's see how they play together. Let's see, you know, they could have a billion individuals with a lot of talent, but how are they going to come together when they're playing in one of the five toughest places in the nation to play? Talk about that, because we all know what Cam Ward can do and what he did during the spring. We all saw Damian Martinez last year and also Sam Brown, who knows this offense. But now, as they say, it's all for real.
Yeah, you know, I think that's just kind of the unknown with the transfer portal, right? You collect all these pieces, and there's reasons to feel really good about all those names that you mentioned, Larry. And you know, Miami did an excellent job of acquiring, you know, proven talent, guys who have college production that have proved it. But, you know, how that all gels together again, and you mentioned Gainesville. I mean, the Swamp is one of the most, insane environments in all of college football. And there's going to be, with the new communication in the helmets and, all sorts of things, if these guys truly, playing a meaningful game together for the first time, if it all clicks, it's going to go really, really well for Miami. But who knows how long that transition period, really takes as far as them just really getting a feel for each other.
Yeah, you got a great point. But on the defensive side, everybody looks at the secondary. So, well, if there's, a place in on this defense that probably is untested, it would be there. But when you take a look at the front seven that Miami's built on the defensive side, you know, with a star like Reuben Bain, and then the addition, you know, of C.J. Clark and Simeon Barrow and Elijah Alston, and then obviously with a really strong linebacking core, with Wesley Bissaint and Francisco Mauanoa coming back, the defense could be really a key, especially when it's loud in a place like this.
Absolutely. I mean, Miami's front seven is no joke. Didn't even mention Akeem Mesidor and Tyler Barron, two guys who, Miami expects to have a really good year. Miami truly loaded up on that defensive line, via the transfer portal, via high school recruiting. I think that they've absolutely hit on a lot of those guys. I think even in that second level, you get dip into the linebackers. Like, I think Kiko Mauanoa is probably one of the more underappreciated players in the ACC, perhaps in the country right now. I mean, people forget he had 18 tackles for loss a year ago. Was one of the best blitzing linebackers in the entire country, with Wesley Bissaint kind of getting an elevated role now as a junior. So a lot to be excited about with that Miami front seven. And I'm curious to see how Florida kind of works around that. Because like you mentioned, Larry, to your point, the secondary does appear to be a weakness. And again, I know with Florida, with Eugene Wilson and those guys have an opportunity to potentially take that front seven out of the game by, you know, that quick passing game, maybe having to be more methodical and kind of march down the field in chunks against that Miami defense, because you kind of drop back in coverage. And I think that those Miami defensive linemen would love nothing more than to pin their ears back and go get Graham Mertz.
Yeah, no doubt. Gabby Arudia joining us. He covers the Hurricanes and does a tremendous job, whether it be during games or recruiting. And, you know, you always want to have, obviously, Graham Mertz is huge coming back for the Gators. He's a quarterback, and obviously he's the captain of that offense. But with Miami, you have an established kid like Xavier Restrepo, one of the best in the country, showed it last year, first team All-ACC, 51 catches short of being the all-time leading receiver. Talk about having a weapon like that, because, you know, it's funny that any quarterback that was in over the last couple of years, whether it was Van Dyke or Williams or whoever lined up, and now you have it probably with Cam Ward, they always look for him because he's reliable, he can catch the ball, and he moves the chains. Talk about having a weapon like that.
Yeah, having a weapon like Xavier Restrepo in the slot, I mean, it's really just that. I mean, he is a weapon. He's a mismatch. I think he just really understands these coverages. He knows where the soft spots are in these defenses. He knows where to sit. He knows where to break. They give him a lot of option routes. He's an excellent decision maker, high football IQ, highly competitive, like you mentioned, Blue. Restrepo has proven to be one of the nation's premier slots, and he's right there on the cusp of being Miami's all-time receptions leader. I would be surprised if he didn't own that record by the year's end. And look, he went over 1,000 yards from the slot. That's not easy to do. And Miami's offense was extremely up and down last year. I mean, there were times where, you know, they were having a ton of passing struggles. So despite all of that, to still have the year that Xavier Restrepo had, it's really unbelievable. Regardless of the circumstances, Xavier Restrepo was the bright spot. And having him back with a little bit more protection around him, you know, you got Jacoby George, another guy who, you know, from down here, went for almost 900 yards. You got Sam Brown coming in via the transfer portal, who Miami seems to be really excited about, plus Isaiah Horton. You know, the stable running backs and then those tight ends. I mean, it seems like Miami's going to have a lot of different ways to beat you again if it all clicks.
No doubt. Let everybody know how they can follow you. This is a big week to go to the website and also your social media.
Yeah, absolutely. A ton of content over at InsideView.com on the 24/7 Sports Network. Also, you can find me on Twitter at GabbyRudia247. So, you know, follow along. We got a ton of Miami versus Florida coverage, and we'll have some representation at the game.
Good stuff. Can't wait. Thanks so much for taking the time. Well, you know, we'll hook up with you all year.
Absolutely, Larry. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. Gabby Arudia ends hour number one. Please do not go away. Four more guests coming right at you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.